Hello, everybody, and my name is Jazzy Jazz. Today, I will be recording a podcast for the very first time. And with that, I will be talking about Donald Trump's speech, which took place not that long ago. But now we have, by the New York Times, leaders plan competing bills to end shutdown. And it says, Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, responded to a bipartisan plan to end the partial government shutdown. He also said the proposal includes disaster aid. This article was released today by Washington Post that states the Senate will hold competing votes on Thursday on President Trump's proposal to spend $5.7 billion on a border wall and on a Democratic bill that would fund the government through February 8th. Without a wall, it will be the first time the Senate has stepped off the sidelines to try to end the month-long government shutdown. Now, the procedural move by Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the majority leader, and Chuck Schumer of New York, which is the Democratic leader, for the very first time, the parties have agreed to do virtually anything since the shutdown began December 22nd. Now, it states here, that means Friday is likely to come and go without action to end the shutdown, forcing 800,000 federal workers to go without a paycheck for the second time this month. But now there was hope that the votes could usher in a more cooperative phase in a crisis that has so far been marked almost entirely by partisan posturing. If both fall short, the votes could add new energy to efforts to negotiate of the compromise with the bipartisan. With the shutdown now in its fifth week, the pressure is growing on parties to reopen the government. So now everybody is competing against whether they should reopen the government shutdown. And now there is a crisis going on in which 800,000 federal workers want to get their jobs back to get paid. However, that will never happen. We just all need to hope that this crisis will end soon. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to my podcast. If you want to stay tuned, please go to WashingtonNews.com or NewYorkCityTimes.com to find more information about what's going on for the government shutdown. For those of you out there that are struggling, I understand. And so with that being said, this has been my podcast for today. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week for the upcoming news, since my podcast involves more about music. So thank you guys so much for listening. Have a blessed night.